Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music.
Be that I wouldn't leave a place in.
Man, I hope you guys are enjoying this music like I am. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And I just want to say thanks for tuning in today as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here. We were going to have Otis Stokes on, but family emergency came up, so we had to push that back. We always, life, it just does what it does, right? So you just never know what to expect. But much love to my brother Otis and the family. We keep them in prayer. I'm excited that we are here and we're getting going. I want you, if you have any questions in regards to Solar, feel free to send them in. Oh, man, I think I already got a question. Let me finish my thought. So if you want to send it in, just send it to solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, or you can just send it to my messenger if you're my friend on Facebook. Let me see here. Apart from Shalimar, how many groups were created for the label, and which groups were already formed? Wow, you guys only, I can't, I have to go and count. So I know that Dynasty was a group that was formed after Solar existed. Leon Silvers put Dynasty together. Carrie Lucas is not a group. She's an individual. She's married to Dick Griffey. And so she did her thing. Shalimar was the beginning, and Dick Griffey put Shalimar together, with the two singers from Soul Train, which was Jeffrey Daniels and Jody Watley. And then he found a lead singer, and so Shalimar existed because of that, because of Dick Griffey. Okay, The Whispers was a group that was already together, and he got The Whispers in the very beginning as well. And so Climax had already existed. Bernadette Cooper had put Climax together. They already existed. Lakeside already existed, and it got them signed as well. Midnight Star already existed. Dick Griffey put them together. Collage was created by Larry White and got signed with Dick Griffey. Is there anybody else I'm missing? The Silvers was already created and they got signed by Solar. So it was, and then when you talk about, just want to make sure I didn't leave anybody else out, but if I left someone out, you guys let me know. But yeah, most of the groups were created prior to Solar. That's what it sounds like. And there was a few that was created because of Solar. So thank you so much for the question. Really appreciate that. And if you have more questions, y'all know what to do. All right. So I'm going to play a song that I wrote for the Silvers when we worked on their album at the very end of Solar, actually. And so I think we recorded it in 84, came out in 85, or did we record it in 83 and came out in 84? Anyway, we'll find that out for you too. But this is a song I wrote called Falling for Your Love on Solar Records Radio Award.
But my heart keeps burning for you.
that very special. That's very, very, very special to me. Wow. I haven't heard Full of Fire in a while, and I was just thinking about how great it was doing the music with my brothers and just having a great time with those guys. And we had so much fun. I mean, I'm seriously going back into like my childhood. I was so young and so ready for what Dick Griffey had, Leon Silver's Silver Spoon Productions had for us to do. We were ready. We were ready, and it was fun. It was beautiful. So, oh man, just thank you for just these questions as well. They're very, very deep. And so, once again, I think I did get something, but I wasn't sure in my in the my what am I trying to say? In my email. I just want to make sure. I see I have something in my messenger, but I did get some emails that popped up. All right, well, that's okay. It's not. Okay, so once again, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate you. We just finished jamming to Full of Fire by Shalimar. That was a lot of fun. And I remember going to the studio and recording that one, and it was interesting because Leon Silvers asked me to not play with the hi-hat, like, because I used the hi-hat as a driving force and a timekeeper for myself. And so he says, let's not use the hi-hat this time, Wardell. You use the hi-hat all the time. Let's try something different. And I was like, okay, let's go for it. Let's see what we can do here. And so when I listened to the song, I remember that moment. I was like, wow. Okay. So I remember being a little the balance, you know, because when you get used to whatever it is, if you get used to doing something a certain way and then all of a sudden you're asked not to do it that way, try it a different way, it's going to make you think a lot more. And but it was, you know, for me, it was because it was so young, it was all challenging. And I was like, okay, let's do this and let's go for it and see what happens. And so I remember, you know, just having one hand free while I was playing the snare and the kick. And I thought that was weird. That felt kind of weird, but that's okay. If he's happy, that's all that matters. And so we did it. And so that's the product that you got right there. And Full of Fire. That was that was very different for me. Every time I listen to it, I always wonder what I would have done on the hi-hat if I had played it. But it is what it is. And it did what it did. And it's still, strangely enough, people still buying our records from way back in the day, which is absolutely amazing and beautiful. And we're so grateful for it. So speaking of buying records, let me just read this here from the listeners. It says, between 1981 and 1986, Elektra distributed 20 different albums by Solar, with net retail sales from more than $35 million. So how important was Elektra to Solar rather than RCA, who Dick left before signing with Elektra? Okay, so now this is obviously my own opinion, and we all have opinions, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I'm going to try to answer this question the best respectful way that I can. I believe that we were going to sell records no matter where we were, because there was a sound that was so popular, it was going to happen. People loved it. They bought it. They celebrated with it. The industry was excited. There was something new. And the radio stations were excited. We were always on the radio. I mean, always, all day long for 5 years straight. It was just the sound of Solar. It was there. And so that wasn't going to be denied. Now, Elektra was important in the sense that Elektra offered Mr. Griffey something that he wanted. And so just imagine, like, you know, you go into a business deal with a company like RCA, and it ends up taking off and things are wonderful, and there's so much is going on, and it's coming at Mr. Griffey left and right. I mean, we're still recording, you know, people are celebrating this little company that did. And it was moving, and it was moving, and people were celebrating. It was a big thing. But as the CEO, as the man in charge of this train that's charging down the tracks, he had to make decisions on the fly. Like, you know what? So this is what was happening. This is where we're going. This is what I'm doing, and I got to make sure I know where I'm going all the time. And so as he's sitting there, and people are coming at him with all kinds of different things. And you got to believe that there was more than just one other company that was looking at what was happening with Solar. And so there were companies out there, and I'm quite sure he had many offers, as we do as individuals when we're out there. And, you know, you're just a fly by night one day, and then all of a sudden you end up on TV. And then just think about this. You end up on TV, and then all of a sudden, everybody wants to be close to you. Everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody, it's like you become special overnight. And that's what happened to Mr. Griffey with Solar Records. The company became special. It was something that everybody wanted a piece of. They wanted to somehow be a part of. And so what ended up happening is Mr. Griffey negotiated a deal that he thought was better for him than the deal that he had with RCA. So, as the CEO and the owner of the company, he made the decision to move forward. And so, that being said, like I said, no matter where we went, that sound was going to do what it was going to do. And so, I have to say this also, RCA was absolutely amazing. Because without RCA, there wouldn't have been any other companies around to bite that wanted a piece of Solar. You know, but it was because of the promotion and people like Ray Harris over at RCA that pushed Solar, pushed our music, and made it explode the way that it did. Everybody got one of the piece of them. So I believe that they both are very, very significant. You wouldn't have the other one. Elektra or whoever else would have signed with wouldn't have been able to do any of that stuff without what happened at RCA, without RCA shooting Solar into the galaxy of stars. It really took what they did. And you know, I regret it when I look back at it. I wish that, you know, we would have stayed there. But that's just my opinion. Who cares what I think? It wasn't my company. I was just blessed to be a part of it. But because they were so good to us right from the beginning, it's like, I don't want to leave you. I want to grow. I want to continue to be a blessing to you as you are to me. and let's just keep growing together. That's my thinking. But Griffey, you know, he was in conversations with people with the company, and they were saying things to him that he maybe he didn't know when he first signed with RCA, and maybe it was like, really? Oh, you guys would do this? Oh, okay. And so maybe it was a much better deal for him. Maybe he was getting a bigger piece of the pie now since he was delivering the goods. So I hope I answered your question. It was a great question. Uncomfortable, but great question, you know. So thank you for that. Anyway, I know y'all in the background, I'm hearing the deal. So I think what I'm going to do, Carlos Green from the deal was here a couple months back and was hanging out with us and shared his story with us from the deal. And so this is one of the songs that he wanted me to play when we did the interview with him. This is called Shoot 'Em Up, and this is from the movie. Check it out, The Deal.
Yeah.
Lakeside in the house.
Oh,
Lakeside.
Man, oh, man, what a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sure is,
guys.
Man.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
We got Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside. Hey.
What's up, y'all? Happy New Year.
Happy New
Hope
Year.
Hope everybody's doing well. Can't wait to see you guys again. And everybody take the vaccine so we can come back around you again.
Take a vaccine.
Right, all right.
And wear your mask.
Please.
Oh, man, we... Hey, hey, Fred, when I'm listening to your music in the background as you're talking, I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, that music, there is something so special about the music that Lakeside does. The way that you guys perform, the energy that you guys bring to the stage, the love that you guys have in your music, there is something so special about your music, man. And I don't know where it came from, but ever since I was...
It came from the fans. Just our need to make people happy and talk about life and different experiences that we all have. And we just try to make it relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, hey, you know, but it's like, it's got that classy funk, you know, and I know that a lot of you funkers came from... They got that Ohio thing going that they always talk about.
Yeah.
You put that Texas bottom underneath Ohio, and gave it that twist, right?
Yeah, well, we all used to sit up and watch Ohio players and look at the Ohio players, you know, and, you know, they was the big group that everybody... you know, looked at and wanted to be like, you know, us and Heatwave and Roger Troutman and, you know, we all, wasn't nothing else to do, ain't nothing else to do anything but play music.
So how you doing in the pandemic, man? How you doing? Are you ready to get back out there?
Yeah, I'm ready to get back out, man. Right now I'm just staying in and, you know, we're sitting around writing and, I'm thinking about, we've been thinking about dropping one of the songs from the Lakeside Lost Files.
Oh.
So, you might be hearing something real soon, and I'll make sure that you got it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we may try to do it next month, maybe around Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about that, so... But we get ready to drop something. You're going to be really, really surprised. It's really nice, too. And it's a ladies' record. The women are going to love it. Yeah, they're going to love it.
Hey, man.
So,
I love you, man, and I appreciate you taking out the time just to share this information because I didn't expect it, man, so... You are awesome, man. We appreciate you. Don Fleming, you got something done. You got something for friends.
Well, you know,
telling you, we're going to drop something on you. Going to really, really surprise, and I think the ladies are really going to like it. So I want everybody to know that, you know, we're going to drop something real soon, and we just can't wait to get back out there and touch you guys and feel your energy and, you know, just perform, you know.
Okay, absolutely.
Love it, love
Fred,
it, love
Fred,
it.
Fred, go ahead, Don. You said you wanted to ask Fred something, Don? Fred Alexander from the original Lakeside, y'all.
Yeah, it's the man. And how's that Texas weather treating you?
Hey, man, it's nice. It's like about 61 today. It's sunny. You know, it's been pretty good. You know, our kind of winters is not really much, you know what I'm saying? We had snow last week. It lasted about 3 or 4 hours, and it was gone. So, you know, long enough for you to see it in the grass, and if you didn't take a picture of it, then you missed it.
Oh man. Well, you know what, guys? I had to play that. I played that. He did that a little earlier in the month. So look, here we go. I got the song. So let's play it from the original Lakeside. This is called "I'll Be Knocking." I'll be there knocking.
When the tears dry and I forgotten how you hurt me, and I remember how you loved me, I'll be there knocking once again. And I get the feeling that you miss me. I'll be there knocking once again. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know I was looking good. I had my Kenneth Cole shoes on, my Gianni Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done, my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I want to be
Kitty girl. I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Just have to say I have to do something for you guys, and I will do it later. I will tell you later. I do have more messages here, so let's get down to it. Thanks, Fred. You know, that's the drummer's love. Like, we have love for each other. We're always looking out for each other. So much love, my brother. All right, so let me see. Let's see. So can you recall working on the Shalimar album, Go For It? Did you play on every track? So please share your memories. Well, ironically enough, that particular album that you're talking about there is It actually goes with that question before with Elektra and RCA. And what I mean by that is that album, this album here that we're talking about now, Go For It album, that was the last record that we were doing on RCA. And that was because we had already, Dick had already made a deal with Elektra. And so we had a commitment to fill. I think it was 3 albums or so. And so this was the last album with RCA that we had to do. And so we did that. And it was a lot of fun. And yes, I believe I played drums on every song on that album. I can't recall every song. But Shalimar and Dynasty were interlinked. Dynasty did Shalimar's music. And so we did all their music. We wrote their songs and produced them. And so a lot of people don't know that. That's interesting. But if you read the credits, you would see that's what that is. With Steve Shockley, of course, from the original Lakeside. Steve Shockley playing that guitar like that. Wow. Yeah. So it was a very interesting album. One of my favorite songs is Sweeter As the Days Go By off of that album. I had so much fun. I love that song. It's such a beautiful groove. It feels so good playing it. And I really loved it. And I see Talk To Me. That's we're going after it, right? We're going after it. Talk To Me. Never mind, I won't sing. But anyway, that's another one of my favorites on there. And so listen to this. All of the groups we had to record all the groups, not all the groups, but all the groups that we were involved in, I think it was about 4, getting the final album done. And so, which was The Whispers, Shalimar, Dynasty, and Kerry Lucas. So we were working constantly, Dynasty, working kind of constantly trying to get these final records done for RCA. And we did Dynasty's album, and I've never heard it. I don't know where it is. We have no idea where it is. And it was such a fun album. And so I wish that someone could help us to find it. It has a song on there called Mustaine Moving On. And that song is on the YouTube, but the other songs are not. And so if you guys could help us, I've been asking everybody, what happened to the Dynasties album, the last album that we did for RCA? And I can't find it. And I don't know I don't think they ever released it. I don't know what happened. It's just because things started getting messy between Solar and RCA because it was a divorce. It was the settlement of the divorce, you know, and so it's just ugly. And you know, it's hard. Just think about it. If you done nothing but bless the person, bless the company, done all the right things, and they still want to divorce you after that, it's like you have nothing else to give. Nothing else to give. It's like it's a terrible feeling. It's not like you did something wrong. You did everything right, and you still, it's just sad. It's sad to me. It hurts me even talking about it because I look at it differently than probably some people. And I know there are a lot of cold-blooded, hardcore business people that are business is business, and feelings are feelings. And so, keep your feelings to yourself. So, but I happen to be kinesthetic. And a kinesthetic person is a person that, you know, learn through their feelings. They make decisions through their feelings. You know, they treat people based on how they feel. You know, that's who I am. I'm a kinesthetic person. And so I'm a touchy-feely kind of. I just need to know, you know, I just need to understand, you know, like how I feel on the inside. And I think it's because the Spirit of God, I allow the Spirit of God to help me to make these decisions. And if God is not happy with certain things that I do, then I try my best not to do those things. And so, but anyway, all right, guys, this is not a Sunday show, but we always talk about God. God's on every show. So I, and for those who may be offended by it, sorry. But anyway, this is what we do. We love God here on Solar Records Radio. Let me see. So I think that's it. And so I'm going to play another song for you. And this here song is the B-side of Dynasty's new single. And we just got a phone call today that a company overseas wants the B-side as the single. And so they're making us a deal right now to get the B-side as a single. And it's like, but we're doing it with, you know, our company ABC. And so it's going to be something else, guys. And so, but it's going to be different because they're going to do a different mix on it. They're very well known for big club hits. So they want it and they want to do a club mix on it. And so we are in negotiations as we speak. So anyway, this is the song, and you hear it this way now, but when they get to it, it's going to be another story. This is Wardell Potts Jr. You listen to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much.
Start to be the one still.
And there you go. Man, oh man, that song, you guys brought it up and I had to play it. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. What's up, Mr. Fleming?
I'm good. What's up, old man?
I'm young. I am young, 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 and young.
Hey, we feel it. It's all good.
This is the beginning of the Solar Weekend. We're kicking it off here on Solar Records Radio, man, having a good time celebrating the sound of Solar. And so it all is working together, man. It's all good. I've had some great questions, and I've enjoyed answering them, and I hope I gave them great answers as well. It's a beautiful thing. And much love to Julian listening from her cell phone. She's running around out there listening from the cell phone.
All right, Julian.
Thank you, Julian. I got to give a shout out to Mimo. What's up, Mimo, over there in Italy? How you doing, my brother? Thank you so much. I look forward to chopping it up with you and your buddy when you call. So, but yeah, man, it's been a good day, man. I've been enjoying myself so much.
That's good. And of course, today, yes, we're celebrating the legacy. We're celebrating the music, the sounds of Los Angeles Records. I'm sure you got a lot of great anecdotes you had brought up for all the listeners, because I know they love hearing it.
Yes, I even had you on recorded. I had you recorded talking to Fred Alexander from Lakeside, and when he called in the beginning of the year, and we were just chopping it up.
What? And
yeah, yeah. So, yep, got you guys talking about the snow. And so it's all good. It's all good. So even though you and Fred weren't here, but you guys were here. So thank you. Anyway, so anything on your heart, anything on your mind, any questions about Solar, anything that may just make you, do you have anything you want that you may remember? Can you share some of your thoughts about Solar? You were just only like 3 years old, but
well, you know, no. Well, seriously, I was six in 1980, but
dang.
I think again that, when
that
you have
great old. Go ahead.
Well, see, I always talk about you know, certain songs that you can pinpoint a certain time in your life, even as a 6 year old. And that's the age when you're absorbing a lot
everything.
Of information in. You're absorbing
everything.
Music in. You're absorbing all of these things in. You know, and I know they're not Solar affiliated, but I'm gonna get to the point. Like, you think about a song like "Take Your Time, Do It Right" by the SOS Band. I'm sure you're familiar with that song. You think about that song. When I think about that song, I think about that song in the same breath as "And the Beat Goes On." You know, because it was played, you know, it was played heavily. You know, you think about you think about Shalimar this is for the lover in you, and you know, all of those songs, man, as a kid, you know, growing up, you know, you can't forget it. You just can't. You know, I talked about Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown. Of course, they're from your hometown, you know, and, you know, as the Moments. I mean, you think about all of those things, that at least around 1980, and then, of course, you just played Sweeter as the Days Go by Shalimar. I mean, those are songs that you remember and you just cherish for the rest of their life. And again, Solar was kind of that soundtrack. And I'm going to continue to say that, you know, not just because I'm here, but because it just is.
It is what it is.
It is, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, I remember our first tour, and there was so much excitement going on. Everyone was just so excited to get out and do something and do this for the first time. And it was my first tour ever. And so it was not just the Solar's first tour. It was my first tour too. And I just remember all the buses, everybody loading up the buses with all their stuff. And most of us, it was the first tour, you know, but of course the Whispers, that was probably their like 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th tour. You know, maybe even more by then, because they've been doing the business ever since I was a little kid. So, but then, and then mm-hmm. we had you know, Shalimar, you know, going out with us, and Lakeside going out with us, and they had already been doing gigs too. So it was just fun, man, getting ready. You know, it was like a camping trip, but this camping trip was giving back. What it was giving back was fans of the music. You know, it's like, oh, you guys like this music. You see these stadiums fill up with all these people to hear these groups perform. The feeling was so magnifying. It was electric. It was on fire, man. And
it's electric.
Yes, and it was just great. And I remember getting dressed and getting ready and putting all this glitter on and walking up on the stage, and people, you hear, you know, they have the music playing, and you walk up on the stage and you kind of trying to sneak on the stage. But it was hard for me because I had on white with glitter. And getting on that stage, and as soon as you sit down, all of a sudden you hear the roar of the people. They know, oh, this is about to start. And, man, I tell you, the adrenaline that just runs in your body, you just go, oh, my God, okay, here we go. And you got to stay focused. Mm-hmm. You got to stay focused, see, because this is the problem. This is the problem for a lot of musicians, especially young musicians that are naive. You have to be focused because you cannot get so excited that
you brought up something, man. Because you mentioned that. And I wanted to ask you, because it's fresh on my mind, how was the nerves? Because of the adrenaline, and I don't want to get too scientific, just give me just the natural, I mean, just from Wardell's perspective, I understand there was that adrenaline flow, you know, because of the crowd and the energy and all of that. How did were you nervous or anxiety, how did that play a part as far as giving it to the people?
It was good. It was good. I mean,
this is simple.
This is what I mean by the reason. See, difference. It affected people differently. Don't forget, I was an athlete. I was an athlete, so I was the starter on the track team in the relay race. So I had always had that responsibility to be ready and ready to go. And I was the captain of the gymnastics team. So I had a leadership role all the time. Right. And so I I'm always trying to make sure everybody else is ready. And somehow psychologically it made me ready. And so just say, okay, you guys ready, right? Y'all ready, right? And that right there, I could hear myself saying that. And it really was telling me, you're ready too. You make sure you're ready too.
I just love the fact that you utilize those tools from your high school track days and whatnot and implement it into, and you know, that energy of getting ready to perform at your first, you know, your first performance in a concert and going on tour and things like that. I just love that, how you was able to kind of channel that.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I just want you to know that this is the craziest thing. It never gets easier. It never gets easier because every concert can have its difficult parts or times or every situation is different, right? You know, you may something may be wrong with the sound. You know, it's always something. You know, and the show must go on. The show must go on. And so you just got to, you know, you always got to be focused. That's why you always have to be focused, because you never know what's going to happen. You could be in the middle of having a great show and then all the power goes out. You know, the show must go on.
Yeah.
How does the show go on when all the power goes out? Let me tell you, one time we were performing on stage and all the power went out. So only one that could still play was me, because I'm playing, and people could still hear me, because you know the microphones was great. They made me sound even bigger, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was still playing because I didn't know. I was like, why would everybody stop for? Why is everybody stopping? I couldn't understand. I just kept playing. And then, so what happened? I did a drum solo because I wasn't going to stop because I knew I wasn't supposed to stop. The power just went out. So I just did a drum solo.
Right.
And in the midst of my drum solo, they got the power back on. And so as I'm doing this solo, in the middle of the solo, the power come back on, and my drums exploded. They sound like cannons. And it was just, and the people started screaming and bam. And that was the end of the show. That was the end of the show. But it was just like, you just never know what's going to happen. And you have to prepare yourself. You have to just be ready for whatever's going to happen. You just got to be ready. Your mindset has to be that. You can't just go, hey, and just stop. No. Especially as a drummer. And I tell this to all my students. It's our job to drive the train. We got to drive this train, guys. You know, you can't let something, you know, like freak you out or scoot. You just got to stay focused and keep the groove. And Leon was a stickler. He was really into pocket and timing. That was, you know, something. So with all that I learned as a young man and combining all that stuff with what Leon was sharing with me, it just created me that way so that I was able to always be ready. And so yeah, my nerves were fine. They just, but the adrenaline will always be there because every show is different. You have different people around you. You know, it's people show, you know, all kind, just different scenarios all the time. So the adrenaline is always running. And so, and you always want to make sure you do at least as good as you did last time, if not better. So you're always trying to make it better, always doing your best. So It's a beautiful thing, man. I miss performing.
Mm.
Yes,
man. I, you know, again, how much time we got left? Because I'm not near my computer. I'm just
19,
I'm out and about.
19 minutes.
You know what? I want to ask you a question, man. You know, you talked about performing. You talked about tour. And I know you briefly talked about it before, but all the listeners out there that have, you know, the newer listeners, and hey, all the newer listeners out there, tell a friend about it. Your performance is on Soul Train. I mean, do you have a memorable moment? Because I used to think you guys would go out there and you play, and you're playing, but it's actually your lip syncing. Some exceptions of, you know, a couple of live shows I think they did, but, you know, far and few between. But what was just the vibe, you know, going on Soul Train and, you know, of course, meeting Don and all of that? I mean, what was that like?
Breathtaking. It was, I'm doing a TV show that I've been watching on TV as a little kid. You know, not a little kid, but as a young man, and I'm going, wow, we're doing Soul Train? Okay, cool. And so I remember, you know, going in there and, it was real. It was, Leon made it easier for us mentally, if you paid attention to him. He made it easier for us because he had already been there many times. Remember, because he was just a little kid.
Right, with the Silvers.
Right, so they were before. And so he would say stuff that, you know, and we were following his lead. So we were comfortable because of that. It was almost like a shield over us we had with him. It was cool. I met Don Cornelius in the bathroom. and I was in the locker, in the dressing room, in the bathroom, and getting ready to go on stage and get ready to do this thing. Now, I got to tell you, that everybody's lip syncing, but the drums, I was playing live. I was playing the drum. I played my parts. And, you know, I, mm-hmm. I can't act like I'm playing the drums, so I just played them. And so I was playing right along with myself, right, on the record, but it was still, I was playing. So, and my heart was in it. I was playing, And so, but yeah, I met Don Cornelius, and he was like, hey, he says, y'all ready? I said, yep. He says, nice shorts you got on, Wardell. They're a little short. And so back then, I wore shorts, like and tennis shoes and wristbands and suspenders. And so that was my whole outfit. But back then, we were wearing Magic Johnson type shorts, not Michael Jordan type shorts. So my shorts are really short.
Ew. Oh my God. Oh. And you know those Dynasty videos. I mean, seeing you in those Dynasty videos, you're just like, okay, let's get this. No, I ain't trying to see all that. Give me Linda and Nitra. You know. But no, seriously, I know it gave you a little bit more freedom, no more arm freedom, leg freedom.
Yeah.
You know,
to
be able to
give me,
to do what you do and do what you did. So I think that really just takes, to me, despite all of that, it's just the professionalism that you was able to just say, look, I can't lip sync this, or, you know, whatever's the equivalent of playing the drums, lip sync it. But I had to play this because of my passion, because of what I've learned, you know, through pockets and learning through Leon and all of this guidance that I had, or that you had. So I'm just floored, you know, and hopefully somebody will have some of that footage from that performance on Soul Train. I'm hoping it's on the internet somewhere. So.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are. Not all of them, but some of them are. Just, you know, Dynasty Soul Train, and you'll find it on YouTube.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to find it then. Well,
you don't want to see it. You're going to see it.
Well,
see suspenders again. You're going to be like, oh, God. You're just trying to see Linda and Nigel, though. I know you're just trying to see Linda and Nigel, but whatever. Nigel tried to get me to wear a uniform.
Hey, no shame.
Nigel tried to get me to wear a uniform. I was like, Nigel, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. And then cowboy boots, too? Are you kidding me? I wear no boots. I need to be free as a drummer. I need to be able to, you know, I got to be loose. I got to be ready to just, you know, able to do what I got to do. You know, you don't see gymnasts running around with a suit on, all dressed up with a tie on. No, we got the they hardly have. Yeah, you got to be free to do your thing. So, but anyway, man, thank you for that. And,
do you remember the songs you performed?
The songs.
Do you remember the songs you performed?
So let me just think about that now.
You didn't put you on the spot like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a tough one. No, I like those kind of questions. You know, I like being put on the spot. I'm trying to think. So we would open up this show. Well, okay, so this is funny because we would open up this show and we didn't start off with that. Okay, but I'm going to name you some songs because they weren't all Dynasty songs. Okay? But outside of Dynasty songs, we would do Prince song. I want to be your lover. Dun, dun, dun. I want to be your lover. Yeah, he came to a couple of our shows to see us. So doing his song, I know he was like, hey. Right? And Leon was singing all the highest parts. Leon would do those parts. And the girls would sing, you know, the other parts that Prince did. And then we did another song. I forgot what it was, but it was real funky. It was a real funk groove. And so I Just Begun to Love You was like our closing song. Between that one and I Don't Want to Be a Freak, But I Can't Help Myself. I Don't Want to Be a Freak, But I Can't Help Myself. And let me see. What else did we do? Wow, I can't even think of all the songs. I can't. So, I have to go and listen to the show.
You know what? Hey, again, you know what? It's all good. I just wanted to see if you had. I mean, that was what, 40 years ago? 41, 42 years ago? So,
yeah, long time ago. I can't remember right now.
You know. You know. So.
Exactly.
So, I don't want to. Want to mess with you like that, but no, we got about another 13 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Word Out Pod, Don Fleming. What's up for this weekend before we get up out of here? I know we probably got a couple of songs to play left if you got some, but what do you got for tomorrow and Sunday?
You know what? You guys need to tune in tomorrow. Soul Out Wants to Dance is always something unique and something special. So come and hang out with us as we, you know, last week I was hitting it four on the floor from the beginning to the show to the end, and that was a lot of fun, just working with our cardiovascular system. So, you know, it's a good workout and stuff. So, but tomorrow I'm going to have something special, but I want to confirm it before I share that for sure. But whatever, we're going to have a good time always. And it starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3 p.m. So an hour earlier, only on Saturdays. All right? So, because the horses need some extra time, so I got to do show earlier. So, anyway, that's what's happening. And on Sunday, praise and worship, as we always take that time and salute our Heavenly Father and thank Him for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to meet each other, hang out with each other, and you know, play some good music. So, but thank you guys. Again, as we know, you have many choices, and the fact that you guys sit down and listen to Soul Out Records Radio, that's a blessing. We appreciate you. All righty, guys. So we're going to sign off, and we'll leave you with some Soul Out grooves, and pretty much every song you hear, I play drums on. And it's me.
There you go.
If you hear Lakeside, that's not me. That's the only song. But everything else, that is me. I was real fortunate. Leon, thank you for blessing me that way. And give me, and Dick Griffey, thank you for blessing me and give me the opportunity to play on so many songs. And as a matter of fact, Greg has sent me a question about one of the, and I don't have that album, and it's a gold album. So now I gotta order some more stuff. I wanna get all my stuff so I can give it to my grandkids. So, but anyway, guys, I love you all and appreciate you. And thanks, Don Fleming, for being amazing. And it's always a pleasure to work with you.
You as well, my brother.
All right. Greg, appreciate you. Thank you for amazing flyers and stuff. And Otis, we're praying for you, my brother. And I look forward to seeing you having you on next week. And once again, thanks to Fred Alexander for sharing his thoughts and stuff from the original Lakeside. We appreciate drummer to drummer love. All right, guys, we're up and out of here. See you, Don. See you, Greg.
Have a good one, guys.
All right,
see you later, Wardell.
All right, take care, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I just think God is love you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.